Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sometimes it's better to just nod and smile. Good morning to you if you're waking up on your Friday. Let's go. Happy Friday to you. If you're still straggling behind, oh, Hawaii, you're still straggling behind. Do you know we're getting closer, by the way, to turning our clocks back? It's in early November this year. It feels way later than it normally is. But at that point, I know many people get miserable because it's dark in the morning and all that jazz. I actually prefer it that way, or I did before the neighbors put up this globe light, strobe light. So producer Pete, I had the chance to talk to my brother for a while on Thursday afternoon. And so Matthew and his family had gone to do a San Francisco Bay Area kind of trip. They're big into getting stamps from national historic sites and national parks.
Okay.
Yeah. And so they were doing a bunch of sightseeing in the Bay Area. They did a little time in San Francisco, but also went to, let's see, Carmel and Big Sur and Monterey and that kind of stuff. And so I was hearing all about his trip. And then he was asking me, what's going on with you? Well, he had not heard the story about the light. So I'm telling my brother about the saga with the next door neighbor and the light. And he is cackling like nobody's business. He thinks it's the funniest thing. Now he's feeling for me and he's understanding my frustration. But the way I'm telling the story, he is cackling with laughter, especially when I tell him it's like the Griswolds in Chevy Chase Christmas and Christmas Vacation. And so, yeah, so he's like howling with laughter. And I'm thinking, shoot, well, if nothing else, the number of times I've told the story on the air or people have asked me about it on the air, maybe they're howling with laughter as well. So I guess it serves as a source of entertainment. But it's still bad.
Well, he wouldn't be laughing if it were if there was a globe in his backyard.
Thank you. And then I said it's an LED white light. And his response is, no! Because those are the worst. Anyway, so here's the latest in the saga, although it's a minor chapter, it's a short chapter. We have our new room that's going up on the back of our house, and we've been waiting a week. There's been no new construction in the last week because we were waiting on a trio of inspections: electrical, plumbing, and foundation. And before those inspections are done by the town, we cannot move forward with the next phase. Well, it's one of those situations like when the cable guy is supposed to come between 12 and 6 and he either shows up first thing like 12:01 and you're not ready. You're running 5 minutes late and you miss him, or you wait and the guy never shows up. So we get our electrical and our plumbing done. The town building department guy, who's essentially in charge of all this kind of stuff, he had told my husband that he would check out the light when he came by to do the foundation inspection. That was supposed to be Thursday. He did not show up. So we waited and we waited and we waited. We were going to go on a bike ride. Nope. Had to cancel those plans. We stayed at home until 7 p.m. I just rode the bike inside because that... because it was getting dark and the light came on and the inspector never showed up. So now not only can the contractors not come back to work on Friday, but we didn't have the chance to show him the ginormous light next door. We were hopeful that he would come after it turned on, but he never showed up. So we're pretty disappointed about that, which means more than likely we're looking at another weekend with that bleeping light on the whole time. I'm telling you, it's crazy. I mean, you can, like I said before, you can see everything. 10 minutes, your eyes adjust and the entire room is lit up with all kinds of bright lights and shadows. And it's actually kind of funny. There's been a full moon the last couple nights. In fact, what I've read, well, this actually was a tidbit from my husband, but what we heard is that the moon tonight, this Thursday night into Friday morning, is supposed to be the largest, meaning it's the closest to Earth as it's going to be all year. So it's a ginormous full moon. And when I was driving home yesterday morning, you may have seen it, though it would have been the opposite direction, the way that you were going. It was down in the horizon and it was bright yellow. It was so pretty. It was a hunter's moon. And I actually pulled up to the house. I called Bob from the car and said, do you have your slippers on? Because it was in the 30s in our neighborhood. Come out and get in the car. I want to show you something. So he pads outside in his slippers down the sidewalk, gets in the car. And then we couldn't see it because of the trees at our house in our yard. And so we had to drive down the end of the street. But it was so, so beautiful. It's breathtaking. It's supposed to be nice tonight. So that, at least the last couple nights, has been shining through the skylight, drowning out the light from next door. But as soon as it becomes a new moon, the light is back.
Oh, I'm surprised it hasn't thrown the moon off this LED light.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. I just don't understand how inconsiderate people are and why. I just don't get it.
I would have been arrested by now. I would not have been able to tolerate this for that long.
Yeah, I mean, my brother suggested to me, could you potentially, when they're not home, just somehow unscrew the light, like when people aren't looking? But I mean, it's a wide open lot. It's a corner lot, so there's got to be someone looking. Could you maybe accidentally rattle it so that it doesn't come on? But that's not going to fix the problem, because the second they realize that it's not working, here's the part that bothers me so much. I wrote them a note, a really nice note. I apologized first profusely 2 weeks ago yesterday. Not a response. Not even an acknowledgement of the note that I wrote, and the light is still on.
Now, could he have taken it and ripped it up and thrown it in the garbage?
Yeah, he might have. But that's...
Before you even read it.
That's same thing. You know, six of one, half dozen of another. You don't even acknowledge the fact. He knew it was for me because I wrote on the envelope. I didn't want them to think it was junk. So I wrote on the envelope from your neighbor, Amy. The fact that they never even acknowledged and the light is still on. And now it's coming on around 6 o'clock in the evening because it's dusk to dawn light.
I would hire a kid right now and I would have said kid go play baseball in your backyard. And a slider just got away.
Whoa, whoopsie.
Whoops.
Yeah, well, we like to play frisbee with the dog. So maybe, I just don't think a frisbee would break the light.
No, play have a catch, baseball catch.
Mm.
Ball hit the, what a shame.
I mean, I could throw the ball from my window. I have good aim. I could hit the light easily. But as you point out, no one needs to get arrested. And so that won't fix it. So we have to be careful and be patient until we get through the proper town procedures. But if we don't, so the town guy said, I'll be out, I'll check it out, when my husband told him about it. But if that doesn't happen on Friday, I'm going next week and filing an official complaint, because we need something to get this underway.
If this way is not going to work, you can't live with that light for your entire existence.
I'm ready to move. Like, I love my house, but I no longer consider it to be peaceful at night, where there's this gaudy light shining and lighting up our entire backyard.
And for your luck, if you decide to move, you won't be able to sell the house because people will be, oh, what's that light back there?
Yeah, I'll have to only show the house in the daytime. For those of you who are so kindly sending your suggestions about how we should just suck it up and get dark curtains, yeah, it's not just our room. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law are coming for Thanksgiving, so we just made plans for them to come from Texas for Thanksgiving. They are going to be in the spare room. It's even brighter in there because the curtains are lighter. They're cream-colored curtains. Again, the bathroom is lit up. Every room on the back of the house downstairs is lit up where we don't have curtains. I'm not putting curtains up in our new laundry room / mud room. That's all windows on the back of the house. So it's more than just our bedroom. It's a royal pain in the A double curvy roads.
I will say this. You can also get one of those fumigation tents. You know, the big ones they put over the house whenever they fumigate or get rid of termites or insects.
Over my entire house?
Not over your house.
Oh.
Offer it as, oh, hey, I found a cover for your and put it over the guy's light.
Really what he needs to do is get a floodlight. Well, that would be amazing. But he needs to get a floodlight because that's what they're for, is they point in a particular direction. So I don't even care anymore if he's mad that we go to the town. You completely ignored my request to talk about it in a reasonable manner after I apologized. So, yeah, I'm not kidding, Pete. I've never run into a neighbor situation like this before. Someone who's so belligerent and obstinate and just refuses to cooperate or compromise.
The sad part is there's probably a lot worse, too.
I know, you're right, there probably is. I've had friends actually in the not too distant past who picked up and moved because someone bought the house next to theirs and so loud, right, so obnoxious that they were making noise at all hours of the day and night. Another friend moved because the people that moved in next door were smoking weed all the time. Legal or not everybody wants to smell it, so they were smoking weed all the time and it was wafting over to their yard and in their open windows next door, and they actually ended up moving because they didn't want to be around that. Now, we're not moving because we can't afford the interest rates to buy a different house. I got this house in 2020 right before everything changed, so we're staying whether the light remains on or not, and I've never had to go through a town like this before for something so ridiculous, but the man is stubborn as stubborn can be. But we're gonna have to do something for sure. Many of you have written in with your suggestions, some of which crack me up, like the woman who suggested a paintball gun that they would never see. If we put paint on our side of the globe, they would never know that it was over there, but the paint would deflect the light a little bit. It's just, the thing is, it's not just coming in our back window on our bedroom. Ours is on the corner, so it's coming in the side window as well. Oh, Pete. It stresses me out so badly, too. I wish I could be a little less anxious about it, but it really stresses me out. Because every time I open my eyes at night, there it is.
I like I said before, I give you all the credit in the world for all the patience that you have.
Well,
everybody else,
my husband gets the credit.
Everybody else would have been driving a tractor trailer right through the backyard.
Don't give me any ideas. Todd is listening in Tampa. Todd, what do you think?
I think that you should get your building permit number first thing in the morning and call the building department and tell. I'm a permit expert, by the way.
Oh, nice.
And so you should call them and say, listen, my name is Amy. Here's my permit number. I want to talk to the building official and say, guys, I have an emergency out here. I scheduled my inspections. My contractor did, and I need you guys out here pronto because this is ridiculous. And then the building official will send the plumbing guy, the electrical guy, and the mechanical guy, and your rough in, and your foundation will get approved. And if there's anything wrong, they'll cut it right there, and then you can move forward. So. Here, this is my number here. I'm an expert on permits.
So thank you.
I get the hardest jobs in the world. Anyway, I just want to talk about my Buccaneers Monday night real quick also. Mm-hmm. And I want to say this, Todd Bowles, Levante David on Lamar Jackson, okay? Hall of Famer, Levante David, outside linebacker, you're going to shut him down. And the rest of the D-line, you're going to shut down Derrick Henry. You understand? Because, and Baker, we need extra offensive linemen to block because the Ravens have no respect for anybody. They're going to come rushing from all angles. And we got to give Baker time to go deep and expose that Ravens secondary, or we're going to get run out of the building. So that's our game plan. Now, Todd Bowles doesn't have the guts to bring Levante David, so we're in trouble. But if he does bring him, that's our only chance. Bucks win it 28-24 in a Monday Night Classic, redeeming ourselves to that nightmare Monday night. We let Kirk Cousins stand back there like a statue and throw for 500 yards. God bless you. Here's my, if you need any help with your situation, I'll get it taken care of.
Thank you, Todd. I appreciate that. Thank you for the preview of the Buccaneers as well. I don't know if you guys saw this moment with Todd Bowles, who's the coach of the Bucs, this week when he was asked about Baker Mayfield as a running quarterback. Now, keep in mind, the Bucs are playing the Ravens this week, and they've got Lamar Jackson. Obviously, now you've got a Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels. They're really lethal with their legs as well. Even Bo Nix, the rookie for the Broncos, he can run. We know Brock Purdy, he's had some more designed runs as well. And so when Todd Bowles was asked about Baker as a running QB or a dual threat, he cracked up and he was like, well, he's fourth behind those three guys, referring to the other ones that I mentioned. He said he's mobile enough to get the yards we need. I like that. So this is a Monday night game. It is part of our game of the week poll because it's two division leaders in the Ravens, who are tied atop the AFC North at 4-2 with the Steelers, and the Bucks, who are also 4-2. Here's what I'm going to need from Baker Mayfield. The 51 points last week was nice. How about don't be so careless with the football? He threw three interceptions, which made life a little bit harder for his team against the Saints. Mayfield right now is leading the NFL with 15 touchdown passes, believe it or not. But Baltimore leads the league in both rushing and total offense, in large part because of Derrick Henry and the freedom that he gives Lamar Jackson to do his thing. So yeah, this is a load. As much as I appreciate Todd calling and giving his synopsis or preview of the game, there's no way you shut down Lamar Jackson. Now, Lamar can get into trouble with turnovers. He can be a little careless with the ball at times. He's had fumble issues in the past. We know that he's not perfect, but you don't shut him down. That's just not what you do with this Ravens offense, and certainly not when you also have to game plan for Derrick Henry and for that backfield. But I do like the offense for the Buccaneers, and I do think that they are tough and physical, and it's going to be, I think, a really interesting matchup. Again, I'm all into measuring sticks and gauges in week 7. Here's, we talked about this, Producer Pete, last week when the Commanders and the Ravens were on the field, and what did we say? With Lamar Jackson as the starter, the Ravens are, and at the time it was 21-1. Now it's 22-1 against the NFC. There's something to that. I don't know why. It's not like it's all Lamar Jackson. Maybe it's because they don't see him as regularly. Who knows what the reason is. But with Lamar as their starter, the Ravens are 22-1 against the NFC. I mean, that's not a small sample size. That's a trend. And it's near automatic when it comes to Lamar Jackson. And part of the reason that he gives, I think it's pretty interesting, when they've asked him the question about why the Ravens are so successful against the NFC, this is his reason.
Just all-around team effort, game planning. Probably just because we've seen each other once a year, so it's like hard to game plan for us. So well, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's true. It's hard to game plan for a guy that you only see so often that you're not as familiar with. And remember, Lamar this year has Derrick Henry, last year with a new offensive coordinator. So they're adding wrinkles. He's got the new contract. He's got another NFL MVP award. He's real confident. And the wrinkles in the offense have been terrific. So this is going to be a good one. I know it's probably not going to get the vast majority of the votes for TD of the week, but it certainly should be a game that you pay attention to on Monday night, which features another doubleheader. What is the NFL doing to us? We could potentially have two baseball games and two football games on Monday. I might be in a sports coma by then, Pete, because you know we have the 16-hour workday from Sunday afternoon into Monday morning. By Monday, I feel like my brain is about to explode, and now they're going to load us up with potentially four games on Monday, two baseball, two football.
Well, you're not getting the two baseball.
You don't know that.
We're going to drop one of that. We can drop one of those, so you're going to have be three games. It's okay. It's better than four.
Okay, but it's not okay. Stop with the NFL doubleheaders on Monday.
I like the Saturdays. So I would take the NFL doubleheaders on Saturdays once college football ends their regular season. I like those. More games on Saturday toward the end of the year. Now, you don't need it.
Yeah, it's too much, especially in October. It's almost like the NFL, and I've said this before, the NFL is a jealous lover. They cannot stand if you start paying too much attention to baseball in October. So let's load up on Monday nights and see if we can grab more viewers away from Major League Baseball.
The NFL is the Timmy Bilotti of life. Timmy Bilotti does not like when mommy and daddy want to talk to each other. So he will raise his voice. He will say, hey, what about me over here?
Does he really say that?
Well, no, he'll
in a manner of speaking.
He will talk louder. He will say, hey guys, you hearing me? I try to play with his toys. try to talk to his sister louder. So he likes to be involved in the conversation.
Wow, it's funny how little humans learn this stuff. Right. They're born somehow inherently needing more attention. Our dog and cat do that. So they don't. Actually, I need to share a really cool picture of the dog and cat from this past weekend. We may finally have harmony. I caught them in a moment of harmony that I need to share. It was amazing. But the dog and the cat, they exist in the same space. I wouldn't say that they're friends, right? But the tried and true way to get them together in the same little area is to talk to one of them so that the other one comes running because they're super jealous. Mm-hmm. The 2.5-year-old dog and the 16.5-year-old cat. You talk to the other one and you get a meow or a bark or a wagging tail and all of a sudden you got a crowd.
Why aren't you petting me?
Exactly. That's crazy. Seriously, animals and people, they have such similar habits in some cases. So yeah, funny.
Especially with that.
Jealous. The NFL's jealous. All right, Brandon and Mac, we'll get to you coming up. We're just going to take this quick break. 855-212-4227 at A-Law Radio. What is the after hours game of the week? We're going to do more, drop in some more preview. We've got the latest from the Steelers quarterback room. So whether you find us on Twix or on Facebook, we're happy to have you, especially as we hurdle our way into a football Friday. It's after hours with a
whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Me, Lawrence.
It is second down and 5. Do they keep it on the ground with Saquon Barkley? They do. He breaks free. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30. He's going to go. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Merrill Reese on Eagles Radio, one of the juicy matchups this weekend. Of course, we knew it would happen because they're in the same division, but Saquon Barkley leaving the Giants, going to the Philadelphia Eagles, and those two teams have their first battle of this season coming up in week number 7. But what about facing the team that didn't offer him the money he wanted to stay or felt like he could accept to stay in New York?
I don't have to prove anything to them. I'm thankful for the opportunity for this organization, from Jeffrey to Howie to everybody, getting me here. So that's the people I got to prove it to and my teammates. At the end of the day, the most important thing is winning. Whether I go and have 300 yards or if I have 10 yards, as long as we win, I don't really get, I don't have that big of a pride or ego that if I go out there and ball, it's like I'm looking at, I know those guys over there. Like, oh, look what you guys let go. It's no hate over there. But at the same time, I do know it's a big game, supporting game. It's a division rival, and I'm going to go in there locked in and try to do the best I can to help us win the game.
I can understand if he said he was grateful and the fact that he can't really harbor any resentment because they drafted him number two overall in 2018, and he was the offensive rookie of the year that season. I know he didn't get what he wanted from the Giants, but he's found a good home with Philadelphia. Right now they've got the better record. And as much as I've heard from Giants fans who are kind of bitter about it, making fun of him when he drops a pass, if you remember that from earlier in the year, I still think that the Eagles was the right place for Saquon. If you want to win, and the Giants are seemingly stuck. Now, they have Malik Nabers coming back this week, which is good. He's cleared concussion protocol, so that gives a legit target to Daniel Jones. I don't know that Saquon saw the writing on the wall. Maybe he stays if the contract is, well, the contract dispute doesn't drag on for a couple of years and he doesn't have to end up with that franchise tag. But good for him. I'm glad he's happy. And also, he's with a team that, at least right now, has the better potential in the NFC East. Although there are a lot of people that are not super high on the Eagles. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 855-212-4227. Mac is in Delaware. Mac, welcome to the show.
Hey. Good morning, Amy. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. Hey, I just want to say, this is not sports-related, but what you could do is just find one of those big movie lights and shine right into the back of their yard, you know? But see, that's the thing. Public nuisance, that is a public nuisance.
It is.
And you form it, you know, go on and get that complaint, that's, you know, that should help. But, you know, it's just that, you know, people are just ignorant. I mean, if you want me to drive... You know, I'm your favorite truck driver, so if you need me to drive my truck up here, I'll just take care of them. You know,
I like it. Yeah, I mean, you're right. Yeah. It is a nuisance, and I don't know if any other neighbors are upset by it because it's not just the one on the side of their garage that's shining into our house. It's also on the front of their garage. They have a corner lot. They have another light that's shining across the street to the house across from them, as well as the one on the other side of them. And so I feel badly for those people. Again, I don't know if they're upset by it, but I kind of feel like I'm going to be doing the town a public service by getting these lights to have direction, and I'm just hopeful that the town feels the way that I do, that they kind of understand.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. You shouldn't have to put up with that type of nuisance.
Public nuisance.
Really ignorant of people too. But you know, I just wanted to say that, you know, I really appreciate the program, and you know, you guys make me laugh, because believe me, you know, I'm a Navy veteran, and I, you know, have PTSD and everything. Aww. But this is the best remedy for me, driving and basically, you know, just listening to your show.
Okay.
And I want to tell you one little thing. If you want to make Pete laugh, just mention ho 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 sports giant, and he'll laugh. He knows what it is. He's probably laughing right now.
Oh, he's got a big smile on his face. He certainly does.
Yeah, he knows. But like I said, Amy, I'm your favorite truck driver.
Thank you.
And this is Pigeon with Peace. All right, take care.
Thank you. Thank you for your service, Mac. I appreciate it. That's awesome to hear from him. I know I do hear from him a bunch on social. Let's talk to Brandon, who's in Chicago. What do you think, Brandon?
Hi, I called earlier about going over with the cookies. I did that because the subconscious is more receptive to reciprocate once you present that gesture. And was it note handwritten or
yeah.
typed?
No. I it's a card. It was a card that I wrote out myself, and it was very gracious. Like I said, I apologized first that it had gotten heated in any way, and that I really wanted to work it out, that we'd be happy to help them with a solution. We understood they need the light, but we don't want the light in our backyard, and it's disturbing my sleep, and you know, my husband's just upset on my behalf. I tried to be really gracious and really kind. I signed it sincerely, Amy. Thank you for understanding. And weirdly enough, I have not seen the wife. I haven't seen either of them for 2 weeks, so I suspect they're hiding out over there. But yeah, the light is still faithfully coming on every night.
At least offered, you know, they can't say no, offered to put their light on your house. So
Oh, interesting. I get what you're saying. So that it's shining below our window.
Motion censored, yes. Just say we'll be willing to put your – so they get what they want and you're not – and they will know how it feels.
Right. Actually, we suggested motion sensor right away, and he shot that down. Oh. Okay. He's being really unreasonable. I might go to jail over this.
Yeah. Don't – you mentioned the BB – don't – that they can – they may feel threatened, and then you can have some real legal problems. But I wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind, Brandon. Thank you so much. And that was a great suggestion with the cookies to the wife. And I started with the card. I'm actually going to be baking cookies before Halloween because I found that the kiddos in my neighborhood, I thought they might not want to take fresh cookies. But I did it a couple of years ago, had oatmeal butterscotch because they've got the orange chips. In and made a whole like platter of cookies, and they were gobbling them up like nobody's business. So, yeah, those are my husband's favorite, but they're also perfect for Halloween. I'm going to be making cookies. If I have a few left over, I'll do it. But yeah, my brother was howling with laughter on the phone as I'm telling him. So if anyone else out there is entertained by my plight and my frustration, well, then it was worth it. Pete, what's ho 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 sports giant?
It was a. I'm trying to find the actual. I'm trying to give you the abbreviated version of it.
Oh, okay.
It was a nickname we gave Peter Schwartz.
Oh, poor Peter. Peter, because, who's not here to defend himself, but he is doing the updates tonight
in spirit. Something happened where we were talking about the Jolly. This actually might have went back. This, I think, went back to Gio and Jones. One of the very first morning shows.
Oh, one of the first morning shows.
I think it was
here.
The second one in the line.
The second iteration.
Yes.
When it was still CBS Sports Radio.
And we were calling him the sports giant. And then it turned into Ho 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 with a production on it. That evolved on the DA show, and so it was something that we were doing a lot of on the DA show, but started on Gio and Jones. So,
gotcha. Yeah. So funny enough, the original weekend show that I did that was after hours, we were Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights, and Pete was part of our show. Then right. When we made the jump to the Sunday through Thursday nights, or Monday through Friday mornings if you listen in the morning. So yeah, he was with us for the first 2-3 years, and then they eliminated that full-time position, and Pete's still around all the time because he fills in various stations plus the network, so you still hear him a lot. But yeah, he had
it's like a new leaf on life.
He had a full-time job, and we used to do Schwartz on Sports here. Now that's the name of his podcast. We used to do all kinds of fun stuff with Pete when he was here. This is when we had a cast and crew of 4. What? Plus people in the newsroom. That is not the case anymore. Now
Takiya.
It's a cast and crew of 2. It's just me and producer Pete.
I don't know what you call it. It's just a person in this room. It's not even a crew.
Right. It's one of us in one room and one of us in another room.
Right.
At least we can see each other.
That's right.
So it cracks me up when people write in and say, Happy Halloween or Merry Christmas to your staff, to you and your staff. Oh, okay.
Have you hired them? I haven't heard of them.
Right? Your personal assistant. All right, we'll continue with week 7 NFL preview. What? Good morning to you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update. I don't think I can call him that, but here's Peter Schwartz.
Infinity Sports Network.
Takiya.
Sports Flash.
Let's lead off in New York in game 4 of the National League Championship Series.
Now Maton's 2-2. Bet swings, hits a high fly ball left field, going back Nimmo, on the track, at the wall, it is out of here! Mookie Betts, watch that one fly from the batter's box, admiring a 2-run blast! Second time tonight, the Mets go to the bullpen for Mookie, and he makes them pay.
Steven Elson on Dodgers Radio, Dodgers beat the Mets 10-2, they go up 3-1. Mookie Betts drove in 4 runs on the night. Game 5, Friday, 5:08 p.m. Eastern Time in New York. Now to Cleveland. Game 3 of the ALCS. Yankees were 1 out away from a 3-0 series lead. The Guardians had pinch hitter John Kensey Noel at the plate.
5-3 Yankees, runner at second, two down, ninth inning, and the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and hammered, high, deep to left, away out of here.
A game-tying two-run homer, Tom Hamilton on Guardians Radio. Then in the bottom of the 10th, David Fry with a walk-off two-run homer, and the Guardians win 7-5, cutting the Yankees' lead in the series to 2-1, Game 4, Friday night in Cleveland, 8:08 p.m. Eastern Time. Now the NFL, Thursday Night Football, the Broncos over the Saints, 33-10. Javonte Williams rushing 14 times for 88 yards and two touchdowns. College basketball, Virginia men's head coach Tony Bennett will announce his immediate retirement on Friday, not believed to be a health-related retirement. NHL, the Kraken over the Flyers 6-4, Blackhawks 4, Sharks 2. The Oilers double up the Predators 4-2. In overtime, it was the Blues over the Islanders 1-0. The Rangers beat the Red Wings 5-2. Artemi Panarin with a hat trick in that game. Blue Jackets over the Sabres 6-4. The Capitals beat the Stars 3-2. In overtime, Canucks 3, Panthers 2. Lightning over the Golden Knights 4-3. Kings 4, Canadiens 1. Devils beat the Senators 3-1. I'm Peter Schwartz.
This is the Infinity Sports Network. Follow us on Instagram. Our handle is Infinity Sports Network. That's Infinity Sports Network to follow us on Instagram.
Pico DeGoyo.
You can't miss me if I never go away. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We've already kicked off week 7 in the NFL. Sean Payton's return to New Orleans, really the story. It was a fairly lopsided win for the Broncos. Saints right now have a laundry list of injuries and guys on IR and guys out for the season, including Rashid Shaheed. They just found out on Thursday, so that's a devastating piece of news. Their starting quarterback, of course. They lost another guy, linebacker, to potentially a broken leg, though I think a lot of people were looking at knee injury, ligaments of some sort, but they also immobilized his leg with an air cast, worried about maybe a break to the bone or a fracture there too. So just a mess for New Orleans. And you kind of wonder if Dennis Allen will survive it. Not that injuries are his fault, but they've got a healthy Alvin Kamara, and they kind of stood pat from a year ago in keeping Dennis Allen and Derek Carr and trying to move forward into another year being fully healthy. But unfortunately, that's not the case. It couldn't be further from the truth. And I don't know whether or not they'll be looking for some big-time changes come the offseason. But at least for Sean Payton, it was a triumphant return to the city where he helped to lead the Saints to a Super Bowl. It's After Hours on our Facebook page, also online at Amy After Hours, where you can find our TD of the Week poll. Some really good games. And whether you're into, I don't know, CJ Stroud's first trip to Lambeau Field. It's kind of a neat thing for players to experience it. And the Texans, while they have some veterans, they also have some young players. They've got guys who are growing up together on the roster, which is part of the reason why you love the foundation and the base that they put together, even in winning the AFC South ahead of schedule last week. But all of these various atmospheres are different. So Arrowhead, for the first time that guys play at Arrowhead Stadium as a visiting team, that's a lot. You go to Seattle and you have to deal with the 12th man. Well, Lambeau is also something special, kind of a mecca of sorts for the NFL.
You dream as a kid to, you know, go play at this stadium, and it's a historical stadium. A lot of, you know, great games played in there, and, you know, to go for my first opportunity to be, you know, up there against a great team, you know, is going to be an honor, and I can't wait.
So that's CJ Stroud looking ahead to Lambeau, even calling it a dream of his to play on that field in that stadium. And again, it's very special to be there. It's one of the coolest venues in all of sports. He and Jordan Love have a relationship based on their time now growing up together as quarterbacks.
Me and CJ are good friends. You know, I've been watching CJ for a long time. Yeah, like you said, we both share agents, but CJ's a Cali guy, so I've been watching him for a while now, since high school. So watched him in college and watched him ball out last year. So me and CJ are close.
Mm. What is the scouting report, Matt LaFleur, on CJ Stroud?
I think he's super talented, and obviously
that's not a scouting report.
Got the ability where the moment's not too big for him. He can process very fast, and he's a very good anticipatory thrower, which I think is kind of a lost art.
I like that word. Can we potentially work that into conversation? Anticipatory. Ooh, it's a good one. Not as good as the one I made up last night. Meticular. I actually tried that out on the Hubs. Hey, I came up with a new word. Do you know what meticular means? It's a little bit too close to macular, so it's not macular. But Pete, do you know what meticular means? Do you remember?
It's a word you made up yesterday. That's how I know it.
Right, but do you know the two words that I put together?
Meticulous and... Wait, hold on.
It's like a celebrity marriage when they have a nickname.
Say it again. I got to
meticular.
Particular.
Yes. Meticulous and particular.
Right.
I was talking about how the Japanese baseball players that I've come into contact with my time covering sports, but also even now Shohei Ohtani and Yamamoto, and how they're very meticulous and particular about their preparation and their workouts and their routines. And we know this now because Shohei Ohtani takes his bed on the team plane with him whenever they go on road trips.
Ridiculous.
Courtesy of Michael Duarte, who was with us in studio. Anyway, so I was trying to say those two words, and I ended up making up a new one, like meticular.
Right.
But anticipatory is just rich, and it's already an established word.
See, I think you should use these words with Bob, but not mention anything about them being words you've made up. And see
if he notices.
If he blends, oh, yeah, or realizes that's not a word. This is a good fun game to play in the house.
He sometimes listens to the show, and he's working while he does it. He really appreciated, and I'm being a little bit sarcastic here, he really appreciated the story that I told about him tuning me out and how 10 months into our marriage, he's already tuned me out. Hey, babe, how are you feeling? I love you too, hon. He said to me when I woke up this afternoon, Thursday afternoon, well, I'm glad you enjoy telling stories about me, making fun of me on the air.
Oh, boy.
No, I said, babe, you're my muse. You're my inspiration.
There you go. Now we're making up words for him.
I waited a very long time to be a wifey poo. So, of course, I'm going to tell these stories. Also, it was his idea to get out the BB gun and shoot the light next door. I just didn't want to say.
Good, I like
good
the
Texas
idea.
Man. Yeah. No, he was going to defend my honor with his BB gun.
Anticipatory thrower.
Anticipatory thrower. That is rich. It's delicious. I really like it. So that's actually one of the choices for After Hours Game of the Week. Texans and Packers. And we know that the NFC North is right now the best division in football. Texans are leading their division. Not quite as thick, but still good. Now, the Lions and Vikings is another one. And, of course, this is the first test for Detroit without Aiden Hutchinson. So a big deal for them to lose him. I know they're on the hunt, potentially, to bring in a pass rusher. There's different names that I've heard out there of teams that might be willing to part with a player if they're no longer in the running. I don't know if they'll make a move, but even if they do, they're not going to be able to replace Aiden Hutchinson. His motor, his energy, his athleticism, his explosiveness. Obviously, he was leading the NFL in sacks. Was it 7.5? It's 7.5, right? When he got hurt last week. I'm glad he's already had the surgery. I know they're still holding out hope that he could potentially be back by the time they would get to the Super Bowl or even the postseason, but that's a long shot. Mostly what matters is that he gets healthy and gets back to work as soon as possible. But this is a stacked NFC North, so to see Lions and Vikings, the only undefeated in the conference, oh, sign me up. Is that the After Hours Game of the Week? You better vote at A-Law Radio or on our Facebook page. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Anticipatory thrower.